We've never done an episode at 1 a.m.
You know what at 1 a.m. I don't mean.
What?
Random dancing! We got hot pot. We didn't get home for a minute, and then we talked about Wicked for a while. So we actually need to do some random dancing into a fucking lit ass song. Let's fucking get it, bitch.
Happy times.
Happy
times. Happy
nights.
Happy days are here again.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Asian Girl Podcast.
Welcome
episode
back,
number two,
everyone.
In the fucking stew, bro. In the new fucking stew,
we
which is my fucking living
live,
room.
Reporting to you live
at 1 a.m.
Reporting to you live. I wish I could get a free bag of chips. I'm Malchesca.
Beyonce! I'm Clarence Angelo. And you're watching
Asian Glow Podcast. That's such a hard thing to do.
Guys, get your fucking snacks ready. Get your cooking going. Get the stove on. Put your iPad on the fucking kitchen counter. Counter! Shall we?
We freaking shall.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that's good.
Take a seat. Take a relaxing seat.
Okay.
Don't get comfortable, cause any minute now.
Am I? Guess what we're gonna talk about?
First thing I need to talk about, Alcheska.
Yeah.
And to you guys. And y'all know I will only yap about a concert
if it's good as hell.
If it's unfortunate that I must speak on it. That's how good it fucking was.
Okay.
The Cat's Eye concert was fucking phenomenal.
Incredible. Damn, I'm so jealous.
Alcheska's about to move to New York, but she's not technically here yet, y'all. So
yeah.
Alcheska was busy at another event, and I was busy at another event, but we were both booked. So
we both had wildly different experiences, though.
So, bitch, let me fucking tell you guys about the freaking Cat's Eye concert. So,
go ahead.
Let me get comfortable because I'm not going MIA. Laura effing Butera Grande Knowles Carter Raj.
Correct.
Remember that video where I was like, she's just like my girlies from college?
Yes, yeah.
The parasocial has now taken over.
Was it just validated?
Oh my God.
I need to know.
I don't mean to say this in any way other than in the most loving way possible, but I love Laura and Cat's Eye, but I know as a solo artist, she will be great. If she ever decides to do that, that's her thing.
Yeah.
But if she ever decides
she's gonna
to
be okay. She's going to be okay.
Alcheska.
The music?
Have you seen her runs?
Of course! Your turn.
Just.
Okay, why, we hate that.
Okay. Let us. Look,
that
it's fucking Glinda.
That is so literally.
Look, it's fucking Glinda.
That is so. The break between that and then the high note is so.
Ridiculous.
It's so good.
Laura effing Butera Knowles Carter Raj.
Darren Criss. Blaine Anderson.
Ryan George. Wait.
Ryan George.
Is that who made Glee?
Ryan Murphy, you big bitch.
I just thought it's a white name.
Who the fuck is Ryan George?
Did you hear how high my laugh went? Yeah, bitch, Cat's Eye, you missed out.
The Laura effect.
And where's Cat's Eye's Filipino representation?
She there. Not too much. Not too fucking much.
No, but like my Filipino ass was like, Laura, like, welcome to the country, bitch.
Right,
like, welcome
right.
to the fucking country.
And she has dual citizenship.
No, honestly, Laura fucking representing the brown girls fucking.
Yeah.
Like, she was phenomenal. Okay, not to say anyone else was not phenomenal.
But
the star quality that she has, even though I haven't seen them live, just through the screen, I'm like, holy shit.
Because my bias is Megan.
What?
But then I feel like it's after been. The concert.
Oh, it she surpassed.
My record was always Laura, but like Laura original bias, Megan then became a bias because she's like, that bitch funny. Like,
I think Megan is my bias through and through, but and Laura is always a close second.
And then Laura happened, and then Daniela happened. Oh my god.
Anyways, how was that?
So let me freaking tell you how I got this. I would have told you I was going.
Okay.
But I didn't know literally.
Because you told me that you I specifically asked. I was
Are you going?
And you're like, I don't have tickets, I'm not going. And I was like, oh man.
Last minute.
Yeah.
I get a text from a brand that was like, do you want to go?
Yeah.
And I was like, thank fucking
I prayed God. For many nights.
Because I genuinely was like, actually physically upset that I could not be there for one of my friends performing.
Yeah,
we have two friends that were performing.
Yeah,
but one of them is like one of my first content creator friends, and then it was just like, I was like, oh, that sucks. Because before this, we were talking about I'm gonna cut this.
Yeah,
how she didn't get. Or actually, just bleep that. Keep it. I'll bleep it.
Yeah.
How she didn't get a certain K-pop idol.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like,
it's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be okay. And I was like, I'm feeling your pain with you because I got a rejection at the same time, but it wasn't different. But I was just saying, like, I get it.
The emotions were the same at the.
So the last time I talked to her was that. But obviously, when you're training for all this, you actually can't tell.
Yeah.
When it's all happening. So she was just telling me she's been training and she's been prepping for a tour.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, what is it? Like, I'm so excited to figure out what it is. Figured out it was obviously Cat's Eye.
But before that, she got Twice.
Yeah.
She got twice, which was crazy.
So then obviously I couldn't make Twice because it was a Lala. So this brand message, I say, fuck yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I have like minimal time to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I showed up to the concert. It was my first time in Madison Square Garden. Low-key kind of managed like
Garden. They did Madison Square Garden?
Like, there's multiple things in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never been, so I didn't
know. I'm assuming
know.
They were in the smaller venue. It seemed like a small venue. Like,
yeah, truly, from the videos, I thought it was a small venue.
But like, they sold it out. Gag.
Period.
And I showed up, and obviously, like, the girls were there, and like, as such, and whatever. But it was so funny because our row was essentially empty because I think it was like
reserved
for the brand, and the brand extended tickets to creators, right?
Right.
From the beginning, I genuinely was like, Cat's Eye is doing the damn thing. One, because they sold it, but then, like, so cute. Like, I saw what was essentially, and this is a read, but like lovingly, like a literal like 12-year-old, 13-year-old version of Kurt Hummel.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like a very flamboyant
little boy, middle schooler, yeah,
with other little boys.
Aww.
And like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and almost in the same way that girls would go to concerts together. Like, moms would take their daughters together. Like, moms were taking their little,
their sons,
not straight, sons to this concert. And I literally was like, oh my god, that is so good. And it probably is because New York, right? Like,
of course, it's more.
It's like a lot more, whatever. But I was like, look at them. Like, because obviously before the concert starts, like, they play like Gabriella. They play all these things. And
probably,
I could see them like
so excited,
like, popping
happy.
Off. They were like,
aww.
And I was like,
love that.
I was like, look at look at those little figs. Little tiny figs. Those little figs.
Whoa. Love that.
Princess Diana. Love. Little gay fig.
Love.
Yeah. No, literally. So anyways, I was like, they're doing the damn thing because these little boys.
Yeah.
Because, like, what was I fucking doing in my fucking bedroom? Like, blasting Destiny's Child and, like, in secret? Like,
yeah, but you see each other.
But
you,
I was like, like, they can, like, openly fucking, like.
I know. That must have been so good for them. Were they on the floor?
So good. No, we were, like, in the middle.
Okay.
You know, in the middle of the middle. Like, yeah. So, like.
Also, shout out to those fucking moms, bitch.
Yeah, no, shout out to the fucking moms.
Shout out to those moms.
I will say it was painful, but I let it happen because it was like a group of girls and like the moms. I became so tight with the fucking moms next to me. I was like, oh, like these are our seats, and I asked them. I was like, oh, like are you guys also like guest list? Because that was our fucking like the whole row was guest list.
Yeah,
and they were like, oh no, like no, our kids are just here and we're over there, but we just wanted to check in on them. And then I was like, oh, I genuinely thought like this is kind of fucking funny. I thought they were like moms of Cat's Eye, like they look like low key Daniela.
Wouldn't
like,
that be crazy,
like,
mom?
And so I literally was like, oh, are you guys like guest list for are you guys? Like, and then I was like, oh, I thought you guys were like parents
the
of them.
Moms of
and
Cat's
they were like,
Eye. Stop.
No, they literally were like, shucks. And I was like, yes. And she's like,
that's so
she's
cute.
Like, no, I'm flattered. Like, they're gorgeous. I was like, well,
so are you, mama?
No, I literally, relax. I was like, well, give yourself a freaking break, because that's what I was saying. I was like having, and
kikiing
so then,
with the mom.
And then she was like, apologies for my kids. They're going to be pretty loud. Yeah. And I was like, let them, like literally let them.
Yeah.
And I was like,
concert.
Where are you guys seated? I was telling them like, where are you guys seated? If your kids are crying or something, I'll just like wave you down and be like, yeah, yeah, like, come over here. So yeah, like we became tired.
How old were the kids?
Couldn't be older than like 13, 14.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Young. Like yeah, they had to stand on the chair. Like they were standing on my fucking chair.
For
like,
real?
Yeah. Oh, to see. Shit. Yeah. But they were yelling. Like everyone heard these kids screaming. Like everyone around us kept turning around. And like me, I was like this. I was like, yes. It hurt a lot.
Yeah.
But I was like, you gotta do it.
Yeah, you have to do it. It was
you
probably,
have to let it
was
out.
Honestly probably their first concert.
I honestly
to be that
feel
young,
like, yeah.
Like,
to let it out at that age so that you're not the fucking fan throwing something on stage.
Oh, 10,000%.
You know what I'm saying?
10,000%.
But I was also thinking,
like,
kids live
screaming
it
than, like, throwing a water bottle on
yeah,
stage.
Exactly. And yeah, at, like, Cat's Eye, this is the right place and time to fucking do it.
Yeah, of course. They're so, a like, young girl group. They probably look up to them hella.
Yeah. Danny, I think, is also, like,
superstar. Star quality. Girl, we all clocked it when she was on fucking America's Got Talent. That shit was crazy.
So you think you can dance?
What? And she was on America's Got Talent.
She was on America's Got Talent too?
Yeah. Yes.
That's why she's fucking ready.
Wait. You haven't seen it? That's her.
America's Got Talent. Well, she's been a star.
No, she been. Like,
she's been doing the Gabriella shit from
like,
the beginning.
Yes.
Oh my God, that fucking dance break. Have you seen it?
Girl. Ooh. Of course. Of fucking course. So good. Oh my God, it must have been so good live.
It was amazing. And like,
and to see,
they put fucking Randy Center too.
I know!
I said, deserve. Yeah, Latina girl needed the Gabriella
fucking
solo.
Deserved.
Oh my God,
so
it was so good.
How was it seeing Randy?
So then at the end, okay, so yes, she was able to run down. They were like leaving that night. So like,
okay. Was it only
they
one
were here
night
for
in
a little
New York?
Bit. No. They were here for 3 nights, but two nights were performances.
Oh, okay,
one night
okay
was her free night.
Yeah.
So we all got drinks and such and whatever. And we were talking and like I was like literally talking to her. I was like, what are your current challenges right now as a dancer now that you've fucking been here? Because obviously like we both dance and like,
yeah,
like I have my challenges, you have your challenges, and I was like, I feel like they never go away because like art is like an ever evolving thing.
Yes.
That will only get better, and like you'll never always reach the end, and if you think you reached the end, then you haven't. Like, you know. And so like I was like, where are you in the not ending process of dance?
Yeah.
And it was like so interesting just hearing her challenges, and I probably won't share too much of it, but it was like essentially it stemmed down to like confidence, and I was like,
oh, for sure.
I was like, that's fucking crazy. Because like
when you see her on stage, it's so not
I was like, I'm gonna look out for that when I watch. And then I was like, that did not show at all. Like,
yeah.
And you know how, like, when your parents, you tell your parents that you're nervous, and your parents are like, oh, you didn't look nervous, and your friends, like, you didn't look nervous. But I was like, I've performed
genuinely
on a good amount of stages now, and, like, I have clocked when people don't feel fully at home on stage, as we all do, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, you're just, like, on another level. Like, so good. So anyways, it was just, like, it was, like, so weirdly, like, equally inspiring to like, you know, keep going and like whatever, but so grounding at the same time, because it's like no matter what, like we're still fucking dissecting our bodies, we're dissecting our fucking waist,
always,
and we're dissecting blah blah blah
always.
And like it was overall just a great experience. At the end, like, we ran up to each other, like, she, yeah, like, that video, she was like, it was like so
sweet.
It was amazing, like, being able to, like, finally congratulate her and, like, finally support, but, like, obviously
give her flowers. Yeah, to where she was when, like, you guys talked, to where she is now is, like,
it's crazy. But anyways, Cat's Eye concert was crazy. If you guys fucking can, I know the Texas thing ended, but if you guys can go, it's so expensive and so sold out. But, like,
I know,
if there's, like, a last minute or you see someone, like, take the opportunity, because I undeniably, guaranteed, without doubt, unless something bad horribly happens,
yeah,
with their management,
mm-hmm,
I think that they are going to be humongous.
Oh, calling it, like, right now. They're already huge.
They're going to be humongous.
Yeah.
Because they sold out every show.
Yeah.
Like, every show is sold out.
Yeah.
Amazing concert. Kudos to fucking Cat's Eye.
Congratulations, Cat's Eye.
Yeah, like,
I know that you're watching
Cat's Eye
this,
keep,
like,
fucking
congrats,
working with us. We worked with Cat's Eye for Gnarly to promote Gnarly.
Yes.
And, like, bitch, like,
and we called that shit.
We were on it
from the fucking beginning, you little bitches.
So, like, Cat's Eye, keep fucking working with us. We're the cunty bitches.
I love you, bitches.
Anyways, so while I was at Cat's Eye concert, you were at K Play. You need to tell me about that. Asashiko was like, I need to fucking... We've been edging ourselves of talking about Cat's Eye, Wicked, this fucking experience she had in Dallas.
K-Play, have you heard of it?
Only from the invite. It's like a fan version of K-Con.
Yes.
No idol show up, just fans.
Which I thought was, like, kind of cool, because I was like, oh, okay, like,
yeah.
I know a lot of people go to K-Con to experience all the, like, K-pop the idols at once.
But it's, like, it's kind of like an anime convention without anyone, any actors or voice actors there.
So funny that you say that. Okay, so K-Play, it was great. I drove from Austin day of to Dallas, picked up my fucking bestie bitch roommate from college, and I was like, girl, you need to go to this with me, because, like, I would have gone with you, but you were like,
I was in New York.
Were Cat's Eye Ho. What I didn't realize is that K-Play split up its event into two sides, so that when you walk in, okay, imagine big.
Wait,
ass,
how big was fucking K-Play?
Big ass convention center, but it's split into half. It's split into half, and there is a K-Play side, which I was invited to, and there was another side called Anime Impulse.
Love.
Wait. Love.
Honestly.
Love that.
Honestly, both of those.
Love that.
It's like fucking. That's the fucking heaven, bro.
I had no idea.
A trip to Eddyville and that place. Oh.
And let me tell let me tell you this. We walked in, checked in, and I was like, okay, like, maybe we can walk around. Like, I don't really know if there's going to be, like, any performances or anything like that, but let's just check out the space. We turned the corner, and we are just putting our lanyards on. Turn the corner, and we hear a huge, huge boom. It was, like, deafening. It was crazy.
Boom.
But just, like, a big ass boom.
Where did you enter?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Big ass boom. I peed a little. Like, it was fucking scary. Okay. And I was like, oh, my God, what the fuck was that, Jay, my friend? We go investigate.
Oh, my God, you were with Jay.
Yes, I was.
That's so fun.
We go investigate what the fuck was that. And to my left was a really big boxing ring.
Like, inflatable?
No, like, oh, industrial boxing.
Wait,
ring, like,
at the entrance.
Yes, like,
of
I checked
two
in
intersections.
I walked in. No, it was like like a convention center. There's like six doors or whatever.
Yeah.
Walk in.
Okay,
went
okay,
to
okay.
go check in, and then immediately boom, and then I turned to my left. It's a humongous
boxing
Manny Pacquiao MMA fighting boxing ring.
And then at the front it's like, okay, here we have TXT Delulu bitch versus retired ITZY fan.
No, I don't know. This was also the K-Play side.
What fandom would fucking beat everyone in the
I think it's Jihyo stans.
I think it's Jihyo butch lesbians.
Versus.
I think it's Jihyo butch lesbian would absolutely have a fucking fight against.
They would have a frenzy against.
Against
gay Jennie Blackpink stands. You bitches are going down. We got ourselves one large ice water, one pepperoni pizza, wow. And we're just walking around. And then
fucking girlhood, bitch.
Right as soon as we leave the boxing ring, look to our right. It's like 20 cars, 20 race cars. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. Like, people like show, like, they do body work on their cars, like auto body work. Okay. What's on the cars? It was probably the biggest boobs and also the fattest, juiciest punanis I've ever seen in my entire life on these cars.
Like, from the anime thing.
From the anime thing.
Love.
It was absolutely insane. And the cars had
talk
names.
About a motorboat. Hello. Or should I say konnichiwa?
Anita. That's actually what it was. And so, like, it was so crazy because, like, it was impressive to see, like, all the body work. And then that's when someone was like, can I take a picture with you? And I was like, in front of this big booby, like,
big booby. Yeah.
Big booby Demon this Slayer booby, thing.
Big booby Honda Civic.
Yeah. Okay.
How was the crowd? Because, like, I'll say this. KCON is so big.
KCON is so big. It is so big. I was kind of expecting this to be, like, mid to small. But because they collabed with Anime Impulse,
I think here's
they
what I think
all
happened.
Mixed.
Anime, yeah, they probably, like, wanted to split the rental fee.
Yeah, I think Anime Impulse sold so many tickets because I think they advertised it as like one anime, two cosplay event, and we'll get into that.
Okay.
And three like Pokemon game trading cards.
Would the K Play have like a competition of sorts or no?
You know, random play dance, right?
Yes, of course.
Do you know
I
that
would
there's...
absolutely stand fucking still during a random play dance.
And I did. I was on the very outskirts because I was like, oh, like, I just want to observe more than, like, I want to participate.
Yeah.
But I couldn't even participate because what they were doing was random play dance royale.
They were fighting? Wait, what does that mean?
Random play dance royale. I don't know if this is a new thing, but what you do is you have a number, and there were three judges on the stage. And if you didn't do the dance correct, you got booted.
Oh, okay.
It was really crazy because there was a bunch of girls that like kind of wouldn't get off the stage.
Because they're like, I did it right.
Oh. I did it right. And I was like, ooh, like, y'all, she needs like, to go. Like, she okay, does need
that,
to go.
That's a conversation that needs to happen. Like, some of you K-pop fans need to be fucking humbled. And some of yeah. you guys need to step up.
Which
and
I think
humbling.
Is what random play dance is for. Like, if you don't know it, sis, then you don't know it.
No.
Which is fine.
There's
learn
always...
It.
Okay. Safe space.
Go.
When a random play dance video comes up on your For You page, I would say 4 times out of 10.
Right.
5 times out of 10.
Okay.
No, yeah, 50%. That
it's going to eat.
The energy is off. And I'll say it because it's like when a girl eats, I'm like gag it, eat it.
Yeah.
But it always when it's off, it's like the girl who got the clip and is posting it, like kind of shoves her way to the front and then does it.
Yeah.
And then it's like hey girl, like the whole point of this is community.
It's community. It's to dance with each other. It's to enjoy your K-pop artists.
And God
like,
knows,
dancing.
Like, I understand that like a lot of people's TikTok is to show off their dancing.
Yeah.
But let's be honest here.
Okay. This is a
you are not
Jesus
making
moment.
More than $1,000 from getting to the front of that random play dance video and getting that out on your feed. And let me say this, you're likely to do better if you just do that dance in your room and film it on your
for sure for
you know
sure
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So anyways, that being said, we watched a random play dance at KCON. Amazing. Vibes were immaculate, like actually.
Yeah,
like actually immaculate. Like, everyone was literally like they would get on and they'd be like, I forgot the rest of it.
And let me get off. And walk off.
And those are our fucking people.
Yeah, but I think
and if you're not that fucking person, then just take a step back and realize you kind of suck.
That was the K-Play side. This was a 2-day event. So I came back the second.
Holy cow.
Yeah, girl, I came back the second day. So day two, I was like, let me go explore the anime side. I was like, wow, like the cosplay here is really up. Like it was like 6 out of 10 times, it was really good. Okay. But the ones that were really, really good, like very, very detailed, were the furries. Love that.
Love.
Love that.
Oh my God, if I could do a furry costume.
Well, yeah, what's your fursona?
Absolutely eat down as Wolf from Super Smash Bros. Is that a name? The Wolf?
I guess.
Not the Fox. Fox though.
Oh my God. T. If you want to go as Nick Wilde as a furry, hit my line. Hit my fucking line. I'm being serious.
Okay, so
I saw it got to a point where me and Jay were like, okay, there's actually a lot of furries on the floor right now. How many can we find? You want to guess how many we saw?
Over under 15.
Oh my God, under. If it was 15, I think that I would have thought that I'm at a furry convention.
Okay.
It was like
10.
It was like 7, 8.
Okay.
7, 8, which isn't a lot, but it's kind of crazy that it was like 7, 8. Just like walking around. Yeah. It wasn't like your typical furry.
Okay,
too.
Okay.
It was a frog.
Okay.
It was a wolf. It was a panda. It was a rabbit. Okay. Chinese zodiac.
I was about to say, you're the furry, it sounds like.
Me and my friend are heading to the exit. And we're in this hallway that like we hadn't really been through. So I was like still looking around. And I see in front of me this long, long TV. Like your mirror. That long. And I was like, oh my gosh, this TV is fucking huge, like vertical TV. Then I look a little bit harder and I see that there are a line of men next to this TV. I walk more forward because I was like, what are they in line for? Maybe they're like looking for merch. In front of the TV is this man speaking into the mic. And when I look like, go like this to see what's on the TV. There is an anime girl on the TV. And then I look at like what the booth actually is.
AI.
And it is a meet and greet.
With AI.
With an anime girl.
Whoa. That's AI.
Whoa. Not AI. I thought it was AI. So then I like take note of who this meet and
it's
greet
like
person
that,
is.
It's like that, the star that it's like she tours
Hatsune Miku
on. Yeah,
that's what I thought. That's literally what I thought, because I was like, oh, maybe this person is like an idol, maybe it's like Hatsune Miku. And I'm like, okay, like I want to look this up later, because like I'm honestly very weirded out that these men are like kind of in line to talk to this like fake girl. And so I was like, okay, like I don't like how this looks. Who is Dia Fortuna?
What was her name?
Yeah. Go on, get in the car. And I'm like, who the fuck is Dia Fortuna? On YouTube, she is a VTuber. You know what VTuber is? VTuber. A VTuber is someone that is like a live streamer. Or like
that
someone
is
that
is a character.
That is a character. Oh. They never show their face. It's only their voice. It's just like a persona of someone. So this is a VTuber and they do ASMR YouTube videos, and the ASMR YouTube videos are,
whoa,
the titles of some
sometimes
of them,
I'm like, am I not woke enough?
The titles of them are: one, Femme Fatale seduces you. 2, cute clingy girl reads you a holiday bedtime story.
Oh, so these like super parasocial men were like.
3, yandere girl wants to keep you forever. It really made me sick to my fucking
stomach. Yeah, guys, that's
stomach.
Not my jam. I don't think that's my jam, but like...
Made me sick to my stomach. I was really like...
I think
like,
the reason why it's not my jam, I guess it's not a...
I didn't like it
the
because...
The girl is voluntarily doing it.
I didn't like it because it's, one, not a real person. 2, yeah. It was like purposely trying to be sexual. Like she was wearing like a black lacy top too, and I was like, oh, I don't like it, I don't like it.
I think
it.
It's like I'd rather that these men, you know, figure out how to actually respect the woman.
No, like, and that's really the bare minimum.
I'd rather, like,
I would really rather you go through the work of trying to
actually
respect,
you know,
a woman rather than
and like
going
for the girl it's like, okay, yeah, like
seduces you,
like monetize off of this bullshit.
Yeah,
but it's like,
but I'm like, diva, you're really pushing us back.
Yeah,
you're really pushing us back. And I mean, get your bag, but at But at what cost, yeah, though?
Okay, anyways, that's at so funny. Cost? We're like digging into why we fucking...
No, but that's what I was thinking when I was...
I always think about like, why are things weird to me?
Yeah.
And like, sometimes I'm like, you know what? Actually, it shouldn't be that weird to me.
But this one, I was really... Like,
okay, that's...
I was like,
you're kind of making society a little worse.
I don't really like it.
Like, I need to hear from like, y'all. It's like, we're obviously fans, undeniably of K-pop. Undeniably of, right?
Of course, if you couldn't tell. But like,
there are very much times where we get embarrassed by fans. Undeniably. Like, yeah. K-Con, there is like, it's so crazy how it's like, we can meet the coolest fucking bitch in a minute.
Yeah.
And then the next 30 seconds, we see the freakiest fucking hoe.
Right.
That we're like, whoa, like, you genuinely think that you are friends with these fucking idols.
Yeah.
And like, that's weird.
That is weird. Like, don't get it twisted. We think that that is weird.
Like, that is weird. So like, from the anime perspective, like, what is that line for y'all? Or what do you think that line is? Is it...
I think the line, like, if you are starting to, like... I mean, I don't know. I think anime is fun. I've been watching it for, like, a couple years now. But I would not buy, like... I wouldn't even buy, like, body pillow. I wouldn't buy, like...
Oh, fucking speak for yourself, bitch. If okay. I fucking saw... Who okay. Do I, if I saw you... As a
you saw okay as the a body bitch, pillow, you would have loved this vendor because they had everything under the fucking sun.
Demon Slayer,
and it was like hand in pants type shit, like laying in bed as the body pillow, hand in pants. You could see some bush. It was crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
It was really crazy. And then there was another vendor who was like one vendor artist that was like one brushstroke away from hentai. It was really crazy.
Yeah. I have a little gay thing up there. What? I don't know if you see.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say hentai.
No.
Okay, but like, that is okay.
That's like...
This one was graphic. It was so like graphic.
Pure, raw faggotry. The boobs
were so oiled up.
Oh.
It was scary.
The boob mouse pad is weird for me. Now, if I saw it was so ball many. Sacks, I would be so fine with it.
That's not okay. I saw one boob mouse pad that was Zorro, but he's like big ass tits. Pecs. But it really looked like boobs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Considered buying it, but it was $50.
You know, boobs are invaluable. Says gay man.
Boobs are incomparable.
Says gay man while jaw clenched.
Boobs are invaluable.
Welcome back from the break, guys.
From the break.
This part of the podcast is a segment that we like to call Asians Answer. This is where we answer all the questions you guys send us on
Discord
and
Instagram.
So let's get into it. What is your most insane metro story now living in New York City?
Okay, I don't live here yet, so I don't have a lot.
I have one. Okay, let me just paint the picture. So I used to live in Brooklyn, right? Mm-hmm. And I took the J train. If everyone in New York knows anything about the J train, it sucks. It sucks.
Why?
It kind of feels like the opposite of entering the Emerald City. It's kind of like, oh, what's happening? Like,
really?
Well, the J train sucks because if you miss it, you wait like fucking 12 minutes or... 20 minutes or whereas
damn.
The other ones are like, oh, sorry, you missed it, you're gonna have to wait 5 minutes maximum, like,
okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there was a guy on the train who was very clearly intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked to be houseless.
Okay,
right? I was on this train coming back from a date. Mm-hmm. Right? And so like, I was holding hands with my date.
Okay.
On the train. Okay, hello. First time I've ever talked about my love life on the fucking pod.
OMG.
I quickly released my hand.
Uh-huh.
From this, because I don't know what it was, but something about what was happening was like, I don't feel safe, and just to be safe, let's not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Let's not hold hands and like whatever.
Not give them a reason to like.
Yeah. And we're going, and then all of a sudden, I hear him, like, bantering with this guy, and I always hear something dropping. Like, something is dropping.
Okay.
And the rule is to never look. Like, yeah. You should never look and never give it attention, because you're feeding it, essentially. Uh-huh.
what I realized was that I think the houseless guy was knocking a guy's phone out of his hands onto the floor, like, over and over and over again. Yeah. Which is, like, so ass.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, stop, like, stop. And when you knock over a phone, like, it shows what your lock screen is. Right. Right. And I'm assuming, I'm not sure, but I'm assuming that the lock screen was a man. Or, like, him and his man.
Oh, okay.
So, this guy that was getting his phone knocked off just so happened to be gay. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, then the homeless guy was like, yo, are you, who is that?
Yeah.
And then the guy was like, that's my partner. Like, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, just, like trying to, like, mind his own business and stay on his phone. But this guy kept, he was like, you gay?
Uh-huh.
The guy was like, you gay?
Yeah.
You fucking gay?
Okay.
And so it got scary. Like, I was like, thank God I fucking released hands. And then it got to a really bad point. Like, I have to mute, like, a lot of this.
Oh, you took a video.
Okay. Sorry. No, I'm not smiling at that. But that was happening. First of all, that obviously that was a lot. And the way he was saying it was,
yeah, very derogatory.
Hard. Yeah. Like, I was literally talking about it with my date. I was like, I haven't heard it like that.
Yeah.
Like, it like genuinely, yeah, was like, ooh, like it echoes in your brain.
Yeah.
Like even hearing that, I was like, ugh, like, yeah, I don't like that. That feels fucking crazy. Mm. Because it's like, I've only heard it, and not to validate this, but I've heard it, like, gaming growing up, and, like, I've heard it, like, mm-hmm, a million, like, everyone says it, you know, like,
yeah,
my friends, unfortunately, said it when I was in, like, fifth, uh-huh, grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, you,
yeah,
know? He's calling this white guy, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I look across the aisle, or the to the chairs in front of, because it's a, the chairs face each other, right?
Yeah.
And I noticed that this guy in front of us was like about, he was like considering getting up, and like you could see
and stepping
it
in.
Yeah. And his girl was like,
don't.
Oh, no. His girl was kind of like, and I was like, hmm. And then we look at his shirt, and it says like New York Police Department Martial Art Jiu-Jitsu Team or something.
Oh my God.
Like, Jiu-Jitsu Division. And I was like,
oh my God.
This man's about to get the fucking homophobia smacked the fuck out of him. Yeah. Or whatever. And before the guy got up and actually did action, you heard the video?
Yeah.
There was a white girl who was like, shut the fuck up, yeah, and get off the fucking train. Yeah. Like, I hope I got it. He's like, I make a lot of money. I got a fucking girlfriend. That's what he was saying.
Okay.
So annoying. Like, so annoying.
Yeah.
And me and my date were like, if you make a lot of money, then, like, why are you at this stop?
That's so crazy, bitch. That is so crazy.
Anyways. She goes, and I stopped
the person yelling.
Yes. My girl was like, literally, shut the fuck up. Like, shut up. I was like, work, bitch. Like, fucking work, bitch. He goes, but he's fucking gay. He's fucking gay.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, I don't give a fuck. And he's like, but he's fucking gay.
Uh-huh.
And girl goes, and you sound like it. I fear the ally swung too far. And mind you, like,
shit,
there's like probably like one in three fucking gay, 1 in 3 men are gay in New York.
Yeah,
I swear. When she's like, she was like, and you sound like it.
Everyone,
all the guys are like, yes.
Is it? Ooh,
with our bench press. Wait, what? What do you mean by that, sis? Come on, sis. Come on.
Everyone starts ganging up on her.
We're like,
they're.
Honestly, love her.
It's like, giving that one,
it's
video.
It's giving, like, Nebraska the girl moves to New York City.
At the Red Table. Have you seen that clip of, like, the Red Table show? It's people like, it's that one woman being like, Trump is gonna deport all of the Mexicans. Who's gonna be a janitor? And literally everyone's like, yeah, huh? They're like, oh. Oh, you haven't seen that clip?
No.
And if you kick every Latino out of this country, then who is going to be cleaning your toilet, Donald Trump?
Is that where innocence came from?
I don't know. Who's gonna be cleaning your toilets, Donald
and
Trump?
And if Trump, if you don't like Filipinos, who the fuck is gonna give you your vaccine? Do nurses give vaccines? Thank you, producer.
Stupid.
Nurses and pharmacists and doctors.
Next question. Things a K-pop fan does that enters Koreaboo territory. I think
it's
taking a random play dance too seriously.
Yes.
Like, these are the fans.
Okay, what is too seriously, though?
I love K-pop deeply, and I think it's so camp, and I think it's amazing. I think the community I've gained is amazing, but you guys are freaking weird, and you make
what is too seriously? If they're pushing their way to the front?
There's an aura, man. You know.
Yeah.
You know. Everyone knows. Like, you're doing too much.
If they're... Okay.
There's a difference between knowing all the dances and making sure everyone knows you know all the dances. That's a great fucking way to explain
that is
it.
So true. Another one is...
I love when people learn new languages. But it's like... It's not that learn too much Korean.
I don't think learning Korean is bad.
No.
It's not
bad. I think if you're fluent in Korean, great. Max Nabir, great. Love him.
But what is your purpose? That's it. What is your purpose for learning that language? Is it because you want to immerse yourself in the culture? Or is it because you want to tell your little bias that they're hot as fuck during your high touch? Okay.
Siri, open up Duolingo.
I used to be friends with this one person who, I kid you not, we used to be on a dance team together. Right. And when they would like stretch or do something and it would like hurt or like stretch too much, they would literally be like, Aish.
Shabur. Girl, say it fucking right. It's Shy Bow.
And then one time I was at
I think
this,
it's when you take the fun out of it.
One time I was at this party and it was the there
Why
was
don't
this
do this
girl.
With Filipino culture.
Don't start fucking doing it. If I hear one what of you be, fucking white girls go, I nako.
Wait, Loki, that's funny as fuck.
I'm about to slap the shit out of you.
Like, Loki, that's funny as fuck.
No, we are not supporting that.
Wait, Loki, that's funny as fuck.
Shut up, bitch.
Imagine fucking...
No, and then they
imagine
start...
Imagine Griffin going, I know. Giggles would be gigged.
I would...
Giggles would be gugged.
I would giggle and gaggle maybe the first 6 times. And then afterwards, I'd be like, Griffin, it's getting too much. I'm like,
no, it depends who it's coming from. If it's coming from a white man who's strangely only had Filipino partners, then I'd be like, whoa, what is going
What's going on over here?
What in the adobo is fucking going on here, bro? Huleka. Huleka. Movie recommendations for cozy season. And I swear to fucking God, if you say How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Shut up. Like, I will recommend that.
For cozy season?
Yes. If you want to cry.
If you want to fall asleep. Okay.
Here's what I'm going to recommend. And I know you bitches are tired of me saying this, but to all the boys I loved before is just that bitch. Only the first one, though. Second and third part can actually go die in a hole.
No, because the scene where he's like, what if I write letters to you? Fucking sloppy style. What if I write letters to you?
I could write you love letters.
Oh my God. A love letter in the big fucking 2625? Are you fucking lying?
Okay, after this I'm going to tell you something, but I'm not telling you now.
What, he wrote you a love letter? What?
I'm not telling you. It's not going on the record.
Okay.
It's okay, stop pulling my leg, I'll tell you.
Stop tugging on my clothes.
I'll tell you. Okay, go.
Stop flapping my lips, I'll tell you. So.
Stop motivating these tits, I'll fucking tell you.
My horrible, actually horrible devil spawn of an ex-boyfriend in high school.
Okay.
We watched that movie together.
No!
We watched that movie together, and then... Oh my God, it's so bad.
Your face looks pain. Oh shit. Okay, go.
It's just horrible. Like, it's horrible.
Okay.
It's horrible. There was this one time.
Okay.
Where I was walking with my high school bestie.
Megan.
Okay. And he, in the movie, do you remember what happened in the cafeteria scene? Laura Jean did not want to kiss or do physical touch. So she said, you know what? You could also just put your hand in my back pocket.
Okay.
I was walking to DECA. And the bell, lots of people in the hallway. He thought it would be a good idea if he replicated that scene where he puts his hand in my back pocket, tugs my back pocket so that I spun and landed on him.
You fell.
I didn't fall, but like, are you fucking kidding me?
Did it happen?
It happened, but like, it's so embarrassing. It happened in front of Miss Brown's class.
I know exactly where in the hallway that was, at the end.
Yes, at the end next to the staircase. And it's me and him doing this whole, like, theatric thing. My best friend is literally, like, watching this, like...
You know
horrible.
What?
Horrible. No.
I'm not defending him.
He's a bad person.
I'm not defending him.
And so everything that he's done in his entire life is bad.
I would defend it if he was in middle school.
But we were because seniors in high
when
school.
When you watch a movie like that,
you just want to experience you're like,
oh, she like I must do.
Exactly.
But that she like I must do does that ages out by fucking 16.
Yeah. 15, yeah. Probably. And we were 17, 18.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that. Doing that. I'm not Laura Jean. He is the furthest away from Peter Kavinsky.
Oh, deep. So, speak on it, diva.
So just doing that was so embarrassing. And Miss Jones was in the hallway.
I thought he pulled your hard fucking pants watch. And you ripped it or something. I'm like, oh my God, my fucking American Eagle jeans.
I would rather that happen. I'm going to be honest. I would rather that happen. Genuinely,
I'd rather show my bare panty than fucking.
I would rather show a hole than have to complete that entire task. Did you also know that he wrote a rap song for me?
Love.
It's bad. It's bad. And you know what? I showed my current boyfriend Thomas. He hate watched that so much. He made a parody.
Your Thomas is the fucking best, bro. Thomas fucking.
Like, isn't that absolutely?
What's crazy is that Thomas was like, I have an idea. And that's what fucking sending me.
He's so fucking crazy. He printed
a man
out,
written by a woman.
He truly. Printed out his face, my ex's face, and made a mask cut out.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's the best way to know that he's chilling with it. My other movie recommendation is actually, oh, it's not on this. Birdcage. Y'all need to fucking watch Birdcage.
I need to see it. It's on the flight. I always see it.
Y'all need to fucking watch Birdcage. If you like your gay friends, then you need to watch Birdcage. I'm so sorry. Like, that movie, I need you guys to comment, like, it is one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's like I'm never watching
it. It is so good. You know, I took her movie recommendations up until
no,
up
y'all
until the
need to,
age of 25.
Y'all need to fucking defend me.
No.
In the comments right now.
We talked about it.
How to Train Your Dragon 2 is peak. It's fucking peak.
And I need you to explain to me in the comments why you think the villain is a good villain. And
stop harping on that. Okay.
And then okay, well, the whole plot is the fucking villain. So what do you mean?
there is no plot without no conflict.
Think about everything else that happens in that movie.
Oh my God, the movie.
You're as beautiful as the day I lost you. Now okay, give, that accident.
Now, like, give me that ginger puss.
Ginger puss. Give me that Korean puss. Does that toe dangle?
Y'all know the restaurant Toe Dangle. The fucking running joke right now is that we call it Toe Dangle. Like, let that toe dangle.
Let that toe dangle.
Yeah, come on, elephant trunk. God, okay, so
let's end it.
Oh my God, it's 2 a.m.
Let's fucking end it.
No, okay, so my other fucking movie recommendation.
Go.
Is. Okay, sad. Sad. Sad.
Sad? Our movies are so wildly different.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Kill yourself. You don't know Josh Groban, kill yourself.
Who is Josh Groban? Kill yourself. I haven't seen that either. Our movie recommendations are so different. I was going to suggest Divergent.
I was just going to like, I need you. Okay, I'm not going to.
Here we actually go. A for why real would recommendation.
That be cozy?
Because it's nostalgic. Reminds you of the good times.
Also, like, I'm trying to catch up on the Harry Potter series, guys, and it sucks. Like, right now, I'm on 1 and 2, and all my friends are like, yeah, those are kind of slow. You need to get to 3. And that's what someone said when I said I needed to get to 2. And now when I'm at 3, people are like, no, yeah, now you need to get to 4. So when is it actually going to get, like, insane?
I promise 4.
Okay. I doubt that it's actually, like, not a bad series. It's just I'm too old now to respect, to not... respect to really fucking be lit about some fucking ball, which was the first one they were playing, the Golden Finch.
Yeah,
what's it called?
Girl, I don't know.
The Golden
that
Swindle
was thingy.
The golden butch. K-pop demon hunters. What the fuck?
The Golden Butch Bada Lee.
Gotta be Golden Butch. The Golden Butch Bada Lee. Guys,
bye.
Thank you so much for watching the podcast this year. We know that at least 2 of you have this as your number one podcast of the year.
Yeah,
and the
thank
rest
you
of you,
so much.
Thank you so much for listening to Drew Afualo's podcast. And for the rest of you, get some fucking therapy. Because if you've been with us for a little over 2 years, it's about time you no longer become neurodivergent. Thank you so much for watching this year, guys. Love you guys. Happy holidays. Get your man a good gift and then take it from him and ask him to get you a better gift. And then at that point, don't give him the gift you gave him until he gives you something that is better, because you deserve it, queen. And... get your puss ate. Love you guys. Happy holidays. Handing it off to you, Altuska.
Hey guys, I live stream on Wednesdays.
I was being for the girls and all of a sudden you're for your fucking self. Look how fucking selfish this bitch is.
If you want to give a gift, you can subscribe to me on Twitch. And with that,
thank you so much.
The 2025 season has come to an end. Good night, everyone.
If you're watching for a while, please consider subscribing. It helps us out a ton. And also, if you're Filipino, go ahead and
shut the fuck up. Okay, guys, we're going to say bye like we normally do in our respective language. So, Isa, Dalawa,
Tatlo,
Ina. I was yours when I was taken. Guess I need